Again, what a blessing we have of the Ascension of the Lord and Mother's Day. One is liturgical and the other is not, but at the same time, as I said earlier, it's the gift of God, motherhood. So it's right in the wheelhouse of the Lord. It is His creation. And yet today, though we speak of the Ascension of the Lord, and that's what we celebrate, I think, little Matt, you changed your rope. At first you had a red one on, and I said, you prophesied, because today's really about the Holy Spirit. He went back and changed because he realized he had the wrong one, but he didn't. He actually had the right one when I saw him back there, because it's about the Holy Spirit today. All of the readings are about the Lord sending down the Spirit, saying, if I don't go, you won't go, in a sense. You'll just cling to me. Remember when Mary saw him in the garden? Stop clinging to me, he said. Now go. And that's exactly, what they're told to do today, is to go, and they do. But at the same time, we hear in the gospel these amazing things that they would go forth and take. He said, you will speak in new languages. You will drive out demons. And they will pick up serpents with their hands. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. Don't try this at home. There is a reality to the fact that in the time that the Lord wanted to begin the church, there were certain signs that were with it. But over time, different signs were meant to be shown to the world through the same church, through the same body. And it doesn't mean that God doesn't give these. We know that God gives gifts of healing and tongues. I haven't heard of anybody picking up serpents lately or drinking deadly poisons. But at the same time, God rescues people miraculously from poisons, even natural or unnatural poisons in the body, like cancer and such. So he still works the miracles. But again, that's not the sign that he wants most of the time that draw people to his church. That is, okay, if you're trying to start an engine, you got to prime the pump. This was priming the pump in the early church. We've got to make some signs, get everybody's attention. Just like any parent teaching a child, really. Sometimes we've got to get the attention to get to the real lesson. So what is the real lesson? What are the gifts that in the first reading we hear that they would be witnesses? This is what Jesus, or what was said to them, that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. What were they to witness? What is it that we're called to witness? And just the most, I want to say basic, but it ain't basic. And the deepest, that's a better word, deepest level. What are we supposed to witness to the world? And what are we supposed to proclaim to every creature that Jesus says? That we look at Ephesians, and I think St. Paul starts to open this up for us. In the second reading, he says, I, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received. So there we are, the call. We're called to go forth. What are we supposed to, what are we called to do? Paul gives it here. He says, this is the deeper call. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit. The sign of the Spirit is unity. Through, as he continues on, the bond of peace. Bound together through peace. One body and one Spirit. As you were also called to one hope, the one hope of your call. So we're to be one body, unified in peace, so that after somebody sees something out there again that's a primer, they see something that, and they have an encounter experience with Jesus through somebody, through one of us going out, preaching, you know, maybe healing, maybe speaking in tongues, whatever it is. But that ain't the end. Then they're supposed to come and see where it all came from. And they see the bond of peace, love, welcome. They see what their heart has been aching for here. That is the sign of the Holy Spirit in the world. That is what God is calling us to take to the world. And so today, we speak of the building up of the body of Christ to then go out. There are two ways in which the church has looked at the mission. And they actually put it in very familiar terms, in personal terms. The Marian and the Petrine. The Petrine is Peter. Go out on mission. Get going. Get out there and tell people about this. Go die on a cross to make a witness to people about what they will find if they seek what you have. What you're willing to die for. That's the Petrine. The Marian is to be quiet and to receive, to ponder, to contemplate. And how does she first do that? Through the word, she conceives in her womb. Today, again, is Mother's Day. The building up of the church begins within the womb. In fact, in ancient times and even to this day, the church itself is supposedly built in the form of a womb from which we come into to be birthed, to be formed. And if we think about and we look at what Paul says further in Ephesians, what he just wrote, and we'll get to the further in a bit. In all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Just by nature, which one of the two spouses usually takes that role? I mean, it's not to say that it's always one and not the other, but just by nature, is it the mother or is it the father who takes on this role of preserving unity and bond of peace, of healing, of comforting, of consoling, nurturing? Who takes up that role generally in the family? It's the mother. And she doesn't even think about it. It's not like it's assigned to her. She takes it on. Certainly is supposed to be his role too, but in general, he learns it from her. How to do it. How to be more nurturing. How to calm down. You're scaring your children. They're not going to respond to that. He learns the lessons from her teaching him how to nurture. And that is the beauty of what the Lord is giving us today and what he's speaking to us. The gift of the Spirit is to build up the body before we go out. If we don't, we're sitting ducks out there. We will not be able to handle what we're going to run into. And we're certainly not going to be able to be peaceful out there if we're not peaceful here and within our homes. So the feminine, I was thinking of an analogous example, a lion pride, which is a communal pride of mammals, not so necessarily as close to us, but they're kind of a domestic community. And within that community of all the shows I've watched, I noticed that, you know, all the women, all the mothers do most of the work all day, all of the teaching the children, nurturing the children, and the big old male lions kind of lay lazy on the head until, you know, there's something to do that deals with outside. Go hunt, take on another male lion that's coming near the pride. He's kind of outward, and she's doing all of the work within. They're all doing the work within. And so that, again, gives us this gift of the beauty of the feminine, the beauty of the genius, as John Paul said, that we see within the church and that we must build up. And so what I want to ask you this, and but before, well, I will ask you this first, and then I'll tell you, and I'll give you another example. What do you do to build up the body? And what Paul is saying, in fact, he goes on to say, the church is given many different gifts. I will read them for you as Paul tells us. He says there are some apostles, others prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body. In your parish, there are many things to be done. It is a beautiful thing to be here every Sunday like you are, and it's certainly a great sacrifice to give of your resources to the church. But what about you? What do you give of your talent, of your time, to build up, to nurture, to help these bonds become stronger? I was just looking through your bulletin, and there are many different things that need to be done, that the Holy Spirit is calling upon us to offer, to build up that unity, so that when someone walks through that door, he or she will say, look how they love each other. Look at how they want to be here. Look at how they want to be with each other. And then they will wonder, what else is here that draws them? Who else is here that draws them, that makes this different than every other church that I've gone into? What is different? You are the first that they're going to see in the nature before they start to understand something that's extraordinary and supernatural. It's going to be you. It's going to be me. I remember at St. Francis of Assisi, where I was first assigned as a parochial vicar, my only time ever in a parish for a period of time, and then I took on this work as vocation director. But there I was given one of the ministries I was given was baptism. I was to head up all of baptism from the time somebody would, you know, call in and say, we've got a baby on the way and we want to prepare, to the work that was done in baptism preparation, to the day of baptism, filling in all forms, all of that, the baptismal certificates, all of that stuff was my work. I didn't do all the baptisms, but I had to make sure they were all done. I couldn't do that. And that parish was beautiful. There were so many babies. I needed a team. And so I literally went out at first. I didn't want to do this. I'd go out and ask. I don't want to do that. And then when I went and asked people, they didn't want to do it. There's a fear about what we're going to get ourselves into if we start down the road of getting involved. All of us have it. I mean, like I say, I had it in not wanting to ask. But I did ask. And I was amazed how many people responded. But at the same time, they were hesitant. But most of them responded. Most of them said, okay, we'll try it. And I have subsequently gone back, and this is 10 years ago, subsequently gone back, and who's doing the ministry of baptism? The same people I called into it, that the Holy Spirit called into it through me. They were hesitant to come in, but once they got there and saw the beauty of the ministry, now they've found their way of contributing to the body. And so my challenge to you, if you are not involved in something beyond being here with us, which is beautifully involved, and contributing, which is awesome, of the work that you do out there through the money that represents, I challenge you to think of what work you can do here. Take some of your time to build up the body of Christ, to work with the youth, to find something within here, or even just to be in a Bible study. That still is a form of ministry to someone else. You may not be leading anything, but you're there contributing to the building up of another's heart or others' hearts. So please take a bulletin and take a look at the things that you could do. You're not going to do them all, but don't be afraid to try something. And don't be surprised at how amazed you will feel in giving yourself in a real way to others, in a tangible way. I challenge you, but I also encourage you. because I know the gifts that you have, and I hope that more people will get to know those gifts, and through those gifts, get to know our Lord. God bless you all.